This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group flagship radio stations in Tampa, Florida, heard across America on some of America's great radio stations, and also across the Caribbean and streaming live on the Internet and the satellite online around the world. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans. We also salute our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders too, thanks for all that you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, I just told you about something that was sent to me earlier, and now it's shown up on Breitbart. It's called the Draft DNC Platform. In it, it declares that white Americans are too rich, too privileged, and too evil. Not that that's going to go on their platform, but it's there at the moment.
Well, it's an 80-page document that actually makes 15 references to whites. And when they make that reference, the word whites is not capitalized. But every time that they make reference to blacks, it is capitalized, so there's a distinction. None of the 15 items in reference to whites are positive, are nice, or anything. So I've got the 80-page document here that I haven't necessarily been through,
mm-hmm.
but I would say that we need to see what the leadership of the DNC really has to say about this. This is really quite fascinating. Things like curbing Wall Street abuses, ending poverty, enacting robust work-family policies. I mean, you know, all of these things are relying on government.
Yeah.
And, you know, why don't we try a little self-reliance here?
Well, that wouldn't fit the profile of the socialists. The government knows all, does all. Speaking of the government, President Trump yesterday signed an executive order, four of them, to be specific, aimed at lowering prescription drug costs. Now, a lot of people in Florida were sitting in that room when he did that for a reason, because of the seniors that are down here, and they're loving it. The people are telling me, they're going, man, this is going to save us a bunch of money. So what do you think?
I'm curious to know necessarily how this is going to work, because a sitting president cannot issue an executive order, with the behaviors of private business.
Mm-hmm.
There may be some kind of regulation here, or that they buy a lot of these prescription drugs, the most popular, at very bulk prices, and then the pharmacies have to buy it from the government stockpile at discount prices. I don't know how this is necessarily going to work. So I really have to kind of look into it.
Well, with 102 days to go until we vote in the election, the Charlotte mayor says that his city is now planning for and excited about having the scaled-down RNC event there after, to begin with. I'm not really sure what he was thinking. So they are going to have, I guess, 2,500 delegates there, is my understanding, but that's going to be about it.
Well, I mean, Charlotte was always going to, because they moved part of it to Jacksonville, didn't say that all things were terminated in Charlotte. They were not. It was kind of a split function. But the delegates' work, which does include a going forward RNC platform, kind of like we just talked about with the Democrats, that's the work that the delegates do too, alongside, you know, some guidance from policy people. I believe too, it's the delegates that do announce, you know, the reelection nominee of Trump. So they're trying to get very creative on how they're going to pull off this convention, how it gets aired, and, you know, some kind of new kind of deal. I don't think it'll be like a Zoom kind of thing or a Skype kind of thing, but we'll see what they come up with.
So little Dr. Fauci got himself busted yesterday at the ball game because after throwing the first pitch, he went there, sat in the stands, and didn't maintain his social distancing and took off his mask. And he said, well, I was just thirsty. I had to take a drink. But yet the pictures they took, nobody showed any water, didn't show him drinking. And the woman that was next to him also didn't have a mask on.
I saw it.
So do as I say, not as I do?
Pretty much.
Oh, my goodness. Well, okay, so another country heard from. And very quickly, Chicago Mayor Lightfoot apparently deployed the police to guard her home on the night that she ordered the removal of the Columbus statue. And they got there, and I guess she forgot to tell everybody they were union, so they weren't going to be there like in the next 5 minutes. They got there eventually about 2-3 hours later. But I know the way the union works. 2 hours call out, 4 hours minimum, 2 hours back home pay. They got paid 8 hours double time and a half to take that statue down. Way to go, Lightfoot. Hold that thought. I'll be right back with more with the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition and Denise Simon, too. Lots more coming your way, including Sarah Sanders and what she had to say. And also about the federal agents again. Maybe they're going to sue Nancy Pelosi.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki. Great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is a wellness company as well as some great vitamin supplements like what I'm taking, the fruits and veggies, the capsules, because we all know that people don't get enough of the right kind of foods. I certainly am guilty of that. And that most of us don't get our daily requirement of fruits and vegetables. Well, that's not a problem anymore, because when I take the Balance of Nature fruits and vegetables, I get a little bit more pep in my step, and it gives me the vitamins and the supplements that I need to have, making me feel good. And that's good in this time that we live in with the coronavirus and all this other stuff. But I'll tell you what, here's what you can do. For a limited time, you can save 35% on your order at balanceofnature.com. Now, all you got to do is just go to the website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, take a look at all the stuff they have there, and you'll save 35% on your order. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751, and you can speak with a health coach, and they'll help you out, too. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Sarah Sanders. And we didn't get a chance to really say a lot about this, but Sarah Sanders ripped the newly released FBI documents, Peter Strzok amongst them, for his involvement, as the evidence of the mass conspiracy to take down the president is extremely obvious once again and right out there for everybody to see.
Well, I mean, that's her conclusion on what documents were released. Have you read the documents?
No, I have not.
What it proves is the defensive briefings, if you will, or the intelligence briefings that the Trump administration was given at the very, very beginning, before they even took office, were not really briefings. They were designed to just make a statement and then to record what Trump, Chris Christie, and I don't know who else was in the room. They weren't always the same as every, but to record their questions, their body language, and their reactions to establish a baseline. So in other words, it was a counterintelligence operation, those briefings were, and not briefings. That's what is in the documents.
Okay. Now, a lot of names have been called of the federal agents that are out in the field. Portland's just one of them, other places. Nancy Pelosi's used the word stormtroopers. We've also heard that from some other people. And a suggestion has been made by some in the midst that the federal agents need to sue Nancy Pelosi and her cronies for libel for calling them something that reeks of a day and time in history when nobody wants to be a part of it.
Well, I think that this is really coming from Ken Cuccinelli, who is the acting deputy secretary of the Department of Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's not forget that he is a lawyer himself. And when the Dems have used terms like Nazis and stormtroopers, it may be a libelous thing. They, you know, Nancy Pelosi and many others have made such references. So DHS personnel are making note of this, and they may look at building somewhat of a case. Let's not forget, it kind of goes on beyond Pelosi, because it goes to Maxine Waters. I even think that Karen Bass, Kamala Harris, a couple others have made these very statements, not necessarily in public, at some kind of press conference, but, mm-hmm. you know, in tweets. Now, Pelosi did so orally and in a tweet. almost all of them are accusing them of being in unmarked cars and kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see where this one necessarily goes. It may be Clyburn was the one that made the reference to a Nazi-era Gestapo. It may be simply a shot across the bow. I don't know, but it's kind of an interesting situation. This, interestingly enough, coming on the heels of Nicholas Sandman's settlement yesterday with the Washington Post,
which we believe was $250 million.
Right. The first settlement was with CNN. We do not know how much that was for.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's been, that's not disclosed.
Did you hear what he said?
But,
two down, six to
yes.
go?
Correct.
Yeah, boy.
Correct.
All right.
So, that in itself ought to have, I would think, some in the media, stopping their tracks a little bit here, and then couple that with what Ken Cuccinelli is possibly suggesting about libel with federal agents. So
okay.
Yeah, they just thought they had to watch this one.
Now, the other thing is the Democrats are continuing to attack law enforcement as the bad guys out there. And they're not saying a word about the violent mobs. They keep calling them protesters.
Well, interestingly enough, I think it was night before last that what happened in Portland was actually declared a riot, which is in itself a felony.
Yeah.
So I believe that there's going to be a little bit, I think the Department of Justice and some interesting lawyers are making some suggestions, and we're setting the stage. But in the meantime, I'm really surprised that this is really being allowed to go into, what, the 56th, 57th day?
That's right.
It's really remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think Seattle could turn hot again this weekend. So I would say be watching things.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is we now know that the extra unemployment payments are set to expire at the end of this month. And we've also got a report coming that's telling us that the stimulus checks and the new stimulus plan are, in fact, going to be for individuals exactly what they were before, $1,200. And if you got one before, you'll get one again.
I wouldn't be so assured on that one. Those are part of the suggestions. The Democrats are saying that the Republicans are not together on this, and that's true. And that's rightly true because that's what Republicans do. They, you know, they debate and they challenge. I would say that they're probably looking carefully at the quarter, this next quarter results. And because we have this, I would say second wave perhaps of, coronavirus outbreaks in certain parts of the country, it could very well hurt employment opportunities. And so I think that that's really what they're looking at. A lot of people are not being able to go back to work, and the estimates were that we would be in a very different place in July and August than we necessarily are going to be. Now, we could be in a better place if some of these mayors and some of these governors would not be so heavy-handed, but I don't think it's going to be quite as positive as we had necessarily forecasted.
Now, very quickly, because we're going to run out of time, Fox News yesterday yanked the White House briefing off the air after some profanity started. They didn't realize there was a bunch of really bad, foul language in there. And, of course, the rules are, at a certain time of the day, you can't have a lot of that language going on. So they had to yank it off the air. Some people were going, oh, look at this. Fox just did a thing with the president. They look, but it wasn't true.
That was during Harris Faulkner's show Outnumbered, and she even said that their executive director, she heard in her ear that they decided to terminate the press briefing because of those videos. Now, what in those videos was the because of, we don't know. We can assume maybe it was language, or we don't know.
Well, I heard some of it. I heard some of what that woman said, and it was really bad. All right, we'll talk to you on Monday morning. You have a good time up on the mountaintop, and try not to catch too many fish.
Yep.
See you later. All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. I'll be back with more and a beach and boating forecast coming right up here on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the weekend edition. 20 years been on the radio with this particular show right here. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A U.S. District Court judge denied Oregon's request to restrict federal agents' actions as they arrest people during protests that have gotten out of control in Portland and pitted local officials against the Trump administration. Federal agents deployed by President Donald Trump have arrested dozens during nightly demonstrations against racial injustice that continues to turn violent. Democratic leaders in Oregon say federal intervention has worsened the two-month crisis, especially after both the governor and mayor stepped aside and asked the police to stand down. U.S. District Court Judge Michael Mossman said the state lacked the standing to sue on the behalf of protesters because the lawsuit is a highly unusual one with a very particular set of rules. Protesters in Portland continue to target the federal courthouse, setting fires outside and vandalizing the building that U.S. authorities say they have a duty to protect. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Saturday and Sunday, we'll have some scattered afternoon showers and some thunderstorms in the mix. Been having them all week long. Winds will be out of the southeast this morning at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. This afternoon, it'll boil down to a sea breeze. We'll start out with a light chop today with 2 to 3 feet on the seas, 1 to 2 feet this afternoon. The Gulf water temperature at 86 degrees. The bay water temperature at 85 degrees. It's gone down because of all the rain we've had here lately. And our low tide is coming at 12:28, or came at 12:28 a.m. Our high tide will be around at 6:50 a.m. And, of course, that's not taking into consideration the big old storm, Hannah, that's out there in the southwestern corner of the Gulf, going across the Gulf, headed towards Texas. Probably will be there later this afternoon or early tonight. Come ashore as a Category 1 hurricane is what the forecasters are calling it. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay brings you our beach and boating forecast, and many of these stations that are listening to me right now have a Freedom Boat Club right there at your location where you're at. And there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day on the water, and Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, you can consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything, load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D, and have a great time in the water with your family and friends, and sun sanitize too. Now, if you've had to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation, maybe you were going to take the family truckster or the RV out across country, and you didn't go, so
you still had the money and you got some of it left and you're wondering what to do with it, well, how about investing it into a Freedom Boat Club membership and enjoy the beautiful waterways all year long? Now, here's the thing. If you join here in Florida at Tampa, by the way, Freedom Boat Club Tampa happens to be the largest franchise in all of the system. 509 boats, 30 locations right now and growing. But if you join here, you can have reciprocity at any of the 232 locations in America, the three locations in Canada, and oh yeah, if you speak French, the three locations in France. Parlez-vous français? How about them apples? Now, here's the deal. All you got to do is give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, because the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is all the benefits you get without having to own a boat, without all the work. You just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing, too. The website is freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, and the phone number is 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM on the phone number. All right, let's shift on over to the telephone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business here.
Go ahead.
That's it. 60, I say more than 60 seconds, anybody does all day long. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is this. Okay, the Democrat Party hates whites. They hate our cops. They hate our first responders. Who else don't they hate? Joe Biden. Joe Biden. The one chance he had to help an African American, he gave a high tech lynching to Clarence Thomas right there for 2 weeks on TV. So you're going to tell me a guy been there 40 years and he's going to do something for you? Here comes Barack Obama. The reason Donald Trump is in office is because of Barack Obama. Barack Obama didn't do anything for African Americans. Now he's going to rush out there and try and come out there and play you like a fool and make you and think that you're going to do something. Joe Biden don't care about you. Joe Biden ain't done nothing for African Americans. Diamond and Silk got it right, uprising, like every African-American and every Puerto Rican and every Sicilian and every legal American could vote for Donald Trump. That's the name of their book. I'm retitling it. So while you watch your Democrat governor with security, De Blasio walks around with cops and with guns on their side taking your guns away. Cuomo, when Franklin Graham went with Samaritan's Purse to New York to hand out some food, Cuomo put a tax on me. I found out that yesterday. I wrote a check to Samaritan's Purse. For Franklin Graham, are you going to stand up for Jesus Christ? That's my question. I don't care if you haven't gone the door of a church for your whole life. Jesus Christ is under attack. They hate us. They hate you. They hate me. They hate everything about America, the greatest country in the world, the country that lays out and gives to people. Wake up. Don't even vote for a Democrat. Wake up and save the country. God bless our military. God bless our cops that put it on the line. God bless everybody who won't take a knee except the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's get to work and make sure from the school board to the House to the Senate to Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you very much, Todd. We appreciate that. And that's Todd in Tampa. And always an interesting call when he calls, and the chat room is going wild again. Now, you know, one of the things that we need to think about in lieu of all of this is how the radical left is using the kids again. In case you haven't seen the protest in Portland, now, they're not out there in the wee hours of the morning because they just showed live video from Portland here a few minutes ago. I happen to have the television on. And they were firing tear gas, police were firing tear gas into the crowd to disperse the crowd again because they were getting rowdy. Now, earlier in the evening, they had a bunch of kids, young kids, holding anti-cop signs and yelling very profane statements at the police. I can't mention it on the air. That's how profane it is. These are kids, little kids. And this is what they do. They were using kids as a ploy while they were scooting around out back the other side and figuring out how to throw things at them and whatnot, put the kids in harm's way. This is really, really bad. when they keep doing this. And by the way, child neglect? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a wonder that they haven't arrested some of them for that, which they probably will before it's all over and done with, because they're getting really serious and they're cracking down with a lot of stuff here. Now, let's not forget that in the midst of all this, Dr. Birx has come out and said that 11 cities need to take immediate aggressive action in response to the surge in coronavirus cases there. Wait till you hear these cities. Baltimore, Cleveland, Columbus, Indianapolis, Las Vegas, Miami, Minneapolis, Nashville, New Orleans, Pittsburgh, and St. Louis, according to Dr. Birx, were not doing enough to combat the outbreaks in their cities with the surge in coronavirus cases going on there right now. Wow. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I don't think they're going to shut the cities down. Certainly that's not what she's talking about, but they just said take an aggressive action in response to the surge in corona cases there. So we'll have to wait and see what it is. And the other thing here, Congressman Adam Shifty Schiff, old Shifty Schiff, is saying that President Trump is sending agents into cities to boost his image to his base and create chaos. Really? The chaos was already there. Created by who? The Democratic mayors, Democratic city councils that are allowing it to happen. Telling their police to stand down, pulling their units back, getting rid of their riot gear that they have to have if, when they go out and get into that stuff. You just don't go walking out there with a regular uniform on and expect you're not going to get pelted and hurt. You got to have the other stuff that comes along with it to at least give you a fighting chance, so to speak. And, oh, by the way, in Seattle, you know that gear that the mayor took away from them? You know, the anti-riot gear and all that stuff? Well, the judge put all that on hold. Yesterday, a judge put all of that on hold. So, technically, they can put that riot gear back on again and walk right out there in the streets because they're supposedly going to have a big protest this weekend. And we'll wait and see what that's all about because that could help Seattle to explode all over again. Hopefully it won't, but then again, it is what it is, and we're living in strange times, that is for sure. All righty, well, the Captain America Third Watch, coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Another great weekend. Weather's not going to be all that terrible unless you're in Texas, and then take a boat. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you. The silent majority in the United States today is completely useless and is now part of the problems plaguing society. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, while beautiful cities like Seattle, Portland, and the greatest city in the world, New York City, less than a year ago, were attracting millions of tourists from around the United States and the world. Jobs were plentiful and life seemed good and getting better. But there are those on the political left were lurking in their dark, hellish holes, waiting for the right time to begin their demonic mission of riotous destruction of our cities. With no resistance from the police or the so-called silent majority of law-abiding gun owner citizens who have endured burned-out businesses, blocked intersections, murders, rapes of both adults and children. Yet the wimpus, Americanus, apologeticus, silent majority remains silent and unwilling to defend our republic from the BLM Antifa Soros barbarians who will not stop ruining America until America stops them. The so-called silent majority better silence the barbarians before the barbarians silence America permanently. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty. Well, that's Ron Edwards. And let's go to the telephone lines right now. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. This is Kathy in San Antonio, hanging in with you almost every night, sir.
Well, thank you. What's up in San Antonio?
Well, I'm eagerly awaiting on those storms. Any rain that we can get, bring it on. It's been so dry and so hot, I have been praying for rain, so thank you very much.
It's coming your way, but I'm not sure you're going to get the full brunt of it, but then again, you probably don't want to, but you'll get some rain probably, yep.
Yes, sir, and we'll talk about the important things next week, but right now, I just wanted to thank you for being there. All your guests and your callers are awesome. And take it down a bit, Todd. You need to relax, man. You're going to pop a cork. But I agree with you, you know. And I love everybody. They're getting it. Now, I just want to let you know, I don't do the Facebook and all that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't see me on there. But I am listening, and I do call in. And I love all you guys, and have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you next week. Looking for that storm.
Thank you very much, Kathy. You take care and be safe.
All right.
Be safe. All righty. And Kathy in San Antonio, we appreciate her. Now, let me tell you about my buddies at Moss Nissan, because they bring you this final segment here. You know, while the factories were slowing down production and dealerships were running out of inventory, Dave Moss went out on a buying spree. And they now have over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from at Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. Now, Moss, in fact, probably has the largest selection of vehicles in the state right now. And before you buy anywhere else, why don't you see Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss, Moss Family Automotive. They have the Moss Nissan and the Moss Acura dealerships. And they'll have the vehicle you want. The other guys might not. Their goal, of course, is to never lose your business over price with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with favorable credit and Moss Nissan Crystal River. Did just receive Moss's, the Nissan's prestigious award of excellence. Congratulations to everybody up there. And if you're searching for a new and improved service experience, four words: you serve, you save. Moss service departments handle all makes, all models. And with the You Serve, You Save program, that applies to all vets, all first responders, all active duty military, including pastors and faith workers. You get 20% off the repair work done on your vehicle, whatever it happens to be. And new vehicles, you get a tremendous discount there. And always remember, tell them the captain sent you. That's $500 right off your vehicle, right to begin with, $500. So think about that. In addition, Newport Richey, Crystal River, two locations in North Florida Avenue right now. Moss Acura, Moss Nissan right there. Stop by, see what they have to say. Get your car serviced. You'd be glad you did. Your truck, too, whatever. Maybe even a motorcycle, because I understand I got Flip there. Hello, Flip. How you doing? And to everybody in the chat room, a special shout-out to you guys. You've been in there, hanging in there tonight. We appreciate you very much. But let's just talk for a second about something that I just can't let go unnoticed. The president is absolutely right to send federal law enforcement officers to Chicago, to Seattle, to Portland, to Albuquerque, to wherever they're needed, Detroit, to fight the crime and save lives there. Absolutely necessary. Because the police by themselves either can't or won't or have been ordered to stand down or whatever the situation is, they're not doing their job. And I know they want to. But if they want to keep their job and they're told to stand down, they have to stand down. It's just that simple. But by deploying additional federal agents and other resources to communities that are under attack by violent criminals, the president is actually carrying out his duty to keep the American people safe. And the only people who should be upset by the president's actions are the criminals that he wants to stop from victimizing innocent men, women, and children. And they are doing all of the above. And you know, there's been an effort by the media to help the story disappear in Portland. But the nation is finally hearing all about the mayhem and the violence overtaking Portland, Oregon. 57 straight days, and again tonight, the tear gas was out in the street to disperse the crowd. 57 straight days. Declared a riot again. This story is now only being covered because President Trump realized that the local Democratic leadership had no real interest in ending the chaos and sent in federal law enforcement to establish law and order that every American wants and deserves. We've heard the people talking in Seattle, in Portland, and other places, telling us, Mr. President, we need your help. Please help us. We've heard the people. And that's what they've been saying. And that's exactly what the president is doing. And again, for you people that are living up there in those cities, hey, if they're not doing the job they got elected to do, why don't you just vote the bums out of office? It's not that difficult. You got an election coming up. If any of those people are running for re-election in November, vote them out. You don't want them there. Vote somebody in that'll do the job. And by the way, the one thing they all have in common, all these cities where this is going on, is they're being run by a Democrat. That's the one thing. And that is such a pathetic thing to have to say. We shouldn't be even mentioning parties here, but it's obvious they can't do their job. They can't. By the way, if you own a gun, and many of you do that are listening to this show, and you want to get the protection you deserve, check out the USCCA. Find out what 285,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common. Go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's https://, because it's a secure website, https://thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on that link for the USCCA membership that's there. You'll find out what they're all about. And by the way, they still do have the gun giveaway program where you can sign up to win a free gun. So if you want to do that, good luck, and maybe you'll be a winner. Maybe you'll be a winner. Now, this is going to be a busy weekend for a couple of reasons. First of all, the hurricane coming into Texas, and it will be a hurricane when it does. And second of all, it's a Back the Blue weekend. A lot of demonstrations all around the country. Back the Blue. And you can almost be assured that the troublemakers will be not very far away from the Back the Blue, because they're going to want to make a confrontation. Hopefully it won't happen, but then again, you never know. So, I'll see y'all on Monday morning, 2 a.m., all across the country, to start another Captain's America Third Watch weekday edition. That show's on 4 hours a day. But everybody on the weekend, you have yourself a great time, and for the ones that we don't see until next weekend, see you then. God bless America. Stay safe.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.